It is 7:45 on a Friday morning.
Yay!
Morning.
Julie, yay! And James like, yeah, morning. Another day.
It's another day.
Another day in the neighborhood. So, but it's a weekend, the final weekend of May.
Yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope, if it's going to be a 70, 90% chance of rain Saturday and Sunday, let's rain, please.
A lot.
We're going to do it. Let's do it. Hey, today, Melissa Etheridge is 65.
Okay.
Today. And LaToya Jackson, another
musician,
very talented, is 70. Wow. Today on the date book, 1856, during a speech in Bloomington, Illinois, Abraham Lincoln said, "You can fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time."
Sure.
Pretty profound.
He's known for being that.
1886, chemist John Pemberton placed his first advertisement for Coca-Cola. The ad appeared in the Atlanta Journal.
Yeah, I forgot
it. Wonder
Atlanta.
What it was.
I know. Sure, we can find it. 1912, the Ladies' Home Journal fired 15 employees. They were doing the turkey trot during their lunch hour.
Get them out of here.
Oh my gosh.
Send them home,
man.
No pay.
Jeez.
What are you ladies?
Right after they...
Find another job.
Wrote an article about self-care and mental health in the workplace.
Turkey trot, get it out of here.
You're out of here.
None of that.
Done.
What a place to work at, I bet.
I know.
Oh, you're turkey trotting? Pick up your stuff and get out of here.
No turkey trotting during the noon hour.
Gosh.
Maybe we should have the ladies of Sheridan Media do turkey trot at noon today, just in honor of this, right? That's funny.
He's teeing you up to get fired is what he's doing.
Yeah.
Don't fall for it.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Today's biscuit day. Not so much.
I like a good biscuit.
I know you guys like biscuits. That's fine.
A good biscuit.
Biscuit and gravy.
Not it's got to be light and fluffy, and you can see the layers in it.
Okay.
Sorry.
That sounds good.
I agree.
That's true. I like a good croissant.
There was a place where Will lived in Denver.
That's your son now. We want to ever let
Lucinda's. And it was really good biscuits. Probably the best I've ever had.
Oh.
Biscuit time.
That's saying a lot.
Kind of opened my eyes on.
You're like, whoa, this is a biscuit.
Yeah, this is a biscuit. Okay.
Heat Awareness Day.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Especially with your pets.
Yes.
Don't take them in the car and forget when you're in aisle 7 at Walmart. I mean, for example.
How about never leave anyone in a parked car?
Well,
inside.
Sure. That's
but I've seen it more times than I care to. Look, check this out.
I mean, isn't that against the law?
It is. The temperature can rise 20 degrees in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Even with the windows cracked. So, anyway, know the warning signs. Understand the difference between heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Heat exhaustion is heavy sweating, dizziness, headache, nausea, weakness. Get to a cool place, hydrate up. Heat stroke, which I have had. Hot, red, dry skin. I don't know about that. Fast pulse. Yep. Confusion. Yep. Passing out. Almost. Not fun. So
I've had heat exhaustion. I don't think I've ever had stroke.
Yeah.
Heat stroke.
And heat stroke on the farm.
Yeah.
Not a fun thing when you're on top of a haystack.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Right. Yes. So drink up. Hydrate up. When it's hot, your body needs constant supply of fluids. So there you go. Heat Awareness Day. Learn about Composting Day.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We can go with that. Tomorrow. 1886, Decoration Day, the predecessor of the modern Memorial Day, was observed for the first time. And the Indianapolis Motor Speedway ran for the first time, 1911.
Wow.
I know.
They went 35 miles per hour.
Right.
Yeah.
Look out. 1981, the compact disc was first introduced.
1981.
Yeah. I still have my little portable compact disc. I still have them. They still run.
Sure. Yeah.
James, like, whatever.
Are we surprised, James?
No. Okay. You've got You've got the tape decks. You've got CDs. Yeah, you're.
Hey, man, I have albums and LPs. Mm-hmm. I've kept them all.
That's
the good stuff.
That's a collection you can keep, though. Yeah,
that's good stuff. Tomorrow is Water a Flower Day. Okay.
Well, okay. Water plenty of flowers.
Yeah. This is interesting. It's a day tomorrow. Mint Julep Day. Not usually around the Kentucky Derby.
Love mint juleps.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, I'm a big mint
julep
guy.
I've never had one.
I don't. I mean, it tastes like. Maybe I've tasted one.
Yeah. It tastes like a spiked mint lemonade.
Yes. Okay. Oh, I'd go with that.
Yeah.
Potato Day. Love potatoes.
Sure.
Yeah. Hug Your Cat Day.
I'm not sure if they'll have it.
Emilio there, Jay.
Yeah, Emilio. Yeah, Emilio doesn't care about nothing.
He swims. You can be.
You can be. Yeah, you can be rough with Emilio. I'll pick him up and he does his little swimming. Or he. Yeah, I call him a meatloaf. He just loves. He's a meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Hold him like that. Yeah.
That's James's cat, Emilio.
That's my cat. Yeah.
You have a cat.
Yeah, I have two. They would
two or of course you have two.
They
you just don't have one.
No.
You got two.
Yeah, those they're cats, I don't know if they would do that.
Your
yeah.
cats aren't very loving?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not like that. They're very independent.
Yes.
All right. Sunday, final day of May. Clint Eastwood, birthday. 96. Wow. Tom Berenger, 77. Gregory Harrison, remember him? Trapper nope. John, M.D.?
No.
76. Brooke Shields.
Oh, wow.
She's 61.
Trapper John, M.D.?
That was
the name of the show.
Was he a doctor?
Yeah.
In the show.
But he was also a trapper?
That was his first name, Trapper John.
Oh.
And the reason they did that, Trapper John, M.D., is Trapper John, it's an offshoot of the old MASH series. And Trapper John. And
I know somebody named Trapper.
Yeah. You do?
You know somebody named Trapper?
I wonder if
he's named after that character.
It's possible. I played hockey with him, and I thought that his nickname was just Trapper, because it makes sense or something, because he played hockey, and I was like, oh, maybe you goaltends or something, and you have a trapper in your hand.
You gave this and a lot of thought,
I was like,
James.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Jeez, James.
I was like,
wow. Hey, well, and then, why don't you just go play hockey?
And then I played golf with him recently. Him and his sister.
And you went down that rabbit hole.
And I did. I asked his sister. I was like, why is he called Trapper? What's his first name? And
she's
like,
his name.
And she was like, well, that's his first name. I was like, oh, okay. She was like, yeah, on his birth certificate, it's Trapper. I was like, oh, okay. Never heard that. That's a name I've never heard before, but okay.
So you don't know why they named him Trapper,
no.
though.
I think if I remember it, his dad or his granddad was a trapper or something like that, if I remember right, or something. I can't remember exactly.
But Googled it.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh.
Sorry, Trapper. Okay. He wasn't stalking you or anything.
No, stalking. I was playing golf with you and I asked your sister. That's what happened.
you play hockey and then you're playing golf and then you finally decide, why is
did you not really
know what his real name was?
No.
You thought it was a fake name.
Everybody called him Trapper. So I was like, oh, it's just his. It's fun. Everybody calls him.
See you when you're sitting on the bench playing hockey. You're going into this. I wonder why he's called Trapper.
It's literally called the Trapper on your goaltending. Like, when your goaltending is called a Trapper.
Yeah.
So I figured they just called him that because he played a lot of goaltender or something. Okay. And I was like, okay, that's what we call him.
I love it.
There's weirder nicknames to have.
Yes, there
are.
There are. And if you have a different nickname, James might be wondering about it.
That's true, yeah.
All right.
We were talking about origins of names in the dugout when we were playing softball yesterday. So it's not that out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, that's true.
We
that's
like,
right. You
some
guys
people
had,
look like this. Some people
we
look like
we were calling
like
Tammy Lou.
Yeah.
Go, hey, yeah. Hit one out there, Lou.
Because James and Julie play softball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Play you're yesterday. On a team.
Tammy Switzenberger from Napa is on the. She's a sub. I'm a sub. So.
Okay. So you got called up last night, huh?
We both got called up.
Yeah.
All right. How'd your team do?
We won both games.
Yeah. Oh, wow. How'd you do, Julie?
Well, you know, I got some work to do. Yeah. Well,
how'd you do, James?
It was fine. No complaints.
It was fun. All right.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Good
time. There you go.
Yeah.
Fun.
It's all mattered.
Okay. It's all matters. Also, Sunday is meditation day. Okay.
Sure.
It's also smile day. All right. Yes.
I mean, I like to smile.
Wow. That was quite the reaction.
My least favorite day.
It's smile day. Julie goes, oh. Now,
you know what I don't like is someone coming up to you going, smile.
Yeah.
That's what I went to with that.
Why don't you smile?
Don't force me to smile.
It's smile
I
day.
Want it
Julie goes, oh.
To be natural and organic.
Yeah.
It's smile day. Smile.
God. My least favorite day.
That was good. Oh, smile day.
I'm like Debbie Downer from SNL.
Yeah, I know. Debbie.
That's smile day, my least favorite day.
Okay. All right. It's speak in complete sentences day.
Sure. That wasn't one.
You know, everyone around here, you know, you don't realize this.
That's an odd one.
I know. But you don't realize this, but we've all worked together.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole team up here. I mean, we've worked together for so long. It's amazing. And I happened to hear this not long ago, and I almost laughed out loud.
Did you smile?
Yeah, I did smile, Julie. I won't smile in front of you, though. But Jim was talking to Liz
mm-hmm.
in half sentences, and she was totally getting what he was saying.
You pick up on the...
You were talking with your mom.
Yeah.
Julie.
Yeah.
And she was getting what you were saying. And if it was just a regular conversation with somebody that didn't know, it was like,
yeah,
you only said a few words and then you're finishing it. That I was thinking of something. I was talking to Liz and Liz was finishing my sentences for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize it until that time. And it was like, today was a day of must be speaking complete sentences day because we were totally in incomplete sentences.
We're a well-oiled machine.
We're a well-oiled machine because we all knew what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So,
you just finished his sentence.
Yeah, there you go.
See?
I did it.
You just did it right there. All right. Okay.
Onions. Oh, I thought you were going to say that. Sorry.
Onions.
Onions.
Yeah. I'm just guessing now.
You're just guessing. How about macaroon day?
I like macaroons. Yeah.
Okay. Save your hearing day. Ugh, no kidding.
Tough for you.
Yes, it is, James.
What?
I had somebody. Good one. You know, we were talking about hearing, and I think it related to some of my hearing is not it's not terrible, but then somebody asked me if I was deaf. I was like, what? No, I'm not deaf.
Yeah. You said what?
What? I know.
That's kind of an insult. If you're not deaf and they're asking you, hey, are you deaf?
You're like, why?
No, I'm not.
Don't ask
I just
that.
Have. I do have some hearing loss over the years of microphones squeaking in your ears and everything else.
Yeah, I put your earbuds in, and I'm like, no wonder he's losing his hearing.
I know.
No way,
You have to probably turn them down, don't you?
Yep. Immediately.
All right, James, this is for you. If you're a gamer.
Okay. Sure.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4.
Mm-hmm.
Released.
The trailer released.
Yeah.
Came out yesterday.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I guess so. Call of Duty's kind of it's a Marvel franchise in the aspect of video games. It comes out every single year. It's a, you know, different every single year, but they're all kind of connected. It's a, you know, if you're into that sort of thing, sure.
Okay. You can check out James and Clint. Clint. You can check out James and Grant's mm-hmm. podcast.
Active Reload.
Yeah,
on YouTube and on our podcast page.
Charitymedia.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out. Trivia today. Got about a minute left. What percentage of women say they've received an ice scraper for Christmas?
Ice scraper?
1%? Could be a stocking stuffer. That'd be cool.
15%.
So you would be okay with an ice scraper for Christmas?
Stuffer. Yeah. Not like a main gift.
I'll remember that. Ice scraper.
10%.
What a random thing. Yeah.
10%. I don't use
what's
one
lower
very
than that?
What's that?
I said, what's lower than that?
I don't know.
Like, okay. What's got a worse percentage 9%? Point than that?
Oh.
How many? The human body produces a quart of this every day.
Saliva.
Bingo.
Yep. Disgusting. Really gross.
Well, I mean, bodily function.
Yeah, I know. But it's still kind of gross. Saliva's weird.
Have an awesome weekend, James, Julie, and everyone out there. You're listening to KROE Shared at 8 o'clock.